either.
You can eat it.
Shannon Klein and her daughter Alice are picking the last of the summer harvest from the family's vegetable garden, while her husband Jeff Delanoy prepares the soil for their fall crops.
And then I'll tear it right off. You just pinch.
Life for this Baltimore-based family is all about living close to nature.
We like to grow our own food because we want to know what goes into it. We want to know what we're feeding our family.
Klein also makes clothes for her two young daughters.
The organic cotton is really soft and it's not going to hurt my young children's skin. They like that I made it. My older daughter tells me that she's very proud that I make her clothes.
Klein also makes and sells children's clothing online and at craft shows.
I did great.
Having a home-based business allows her to spend time with her daughters. Today, she's using some of that time to make skin lotion with Alice.
What we do here is a lot of work. It's worth it because I'm doing it side by side with my family, and this is time that we're never going to get back. And this is what my daughter's going to remember when she's older.
Klein is one of a growing number of young Americans embracing the home-centered lifestyle of their grandparents' generation.
Daddy's fixing snacks.
Culture writer Emily Matcher said in an interview via Skype that she is writing a book about the movement she calls New Domesticity.
People spend a lot of time at their computers, and there's just something very lovely and very appealing about doing something with your hands and maybe doing something that seems old-fashioned or seems to connect you with previous generations.
Sociologist Betsy Greer says that connection is the key to this growing movement.
It's this dual thing of it connects us to ourselves because we have time to think while we're doing it, and it connects us to others.
Shannon Klein agrees.
I've met a lot of women who have really taken up sewing and canning and gardening and have really been loving it.
It's a feeling that many Americans apparently believe has been lost in today's fast-paced world. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Baltimore, Maryland.